BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm working forward to Fern's thing tomorrow. It's going to be good. As I said yesterday, Bastille doing Wrap Myself in Paper is the dream if I can persuade them.
Do you think that's going to be possible?
Don't know. They've probably got their set list already, haven't they?
I'm so looking forward to it now.
It's going
to
be great. I'll bring you your Christmas jumper in tomorrow.
I'm not sure I should trust you with this kind of thing.
It'll be fine. I've got quite a few, so you can have one of mine.
Okay.
Have you not got one?
Well, I've got a couple, but I really wanted to do something a bit special for it.
Well, go and buy one then.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
So that's tomorrow from 10 a.m, and we have got a special innuendo bingo in the shower.
Yeah. I'm going to be clothed for this, right?
So that's tomorrow at... What time are we doing it? Do we know? After 11 o'clock.
In fact, you have to be clothed, because isn't the point that you have to wear a Christmas jumper?
Well, you know, you have to wear a Christmas jumper to the party, but not necessarily when you're in the shower. It'll all become clear tomorrow. Just follow the instructions.
I'm not sure I want to be in the shower.
You don't even know who you're with yet, either.
No, I don't, no.
So that's the last innuendo bingo of the year tomorrow. Will Ferrell one's doing well. That's still up on the Radio 1 YouTubes.
Yeah.
People are loving that.
Do you know what? It's interesting seeing all the comments on it, but I think if you go like 3 minutes in especially, it really ramps up.
Yeah.
It's like if you're a Will Ferrell fan, you can watch the whole thing. But about 3 minutes in, it's when it really goes off.
Okay. So that's on Radio 1 YouTube. Innuendo bingo tomorrow. Remember, the show is going to be on the red button, so it'll be on your telly, it'll be on your computer, it'll be on your phone, on the Radio 1 website. Anywhere you can get to a screen, we'll be on it tomorrow with Fern's Christmas Live Lounge.
Apparently, innuendo bingo tomorrow is going to be at 10 past 11.
10 past 11.
And then we repeat it later on.
At 1:45, as normal, so don't worry if you miss it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Bear Grylls is on after 1:30. We asked you a couple of days ago for your stories. So we'll have some listeners on playing Try to Make Bear Grylls Feel Inadequate.
He's just that kind of guy, Scott, isn't he? I mean, if you're in a pub with Bear Grylls and, you know, you're talking about things you've done...
He's going to win.
He'll literally better everything that you say you do or you've done.
I think after an evening in the pub with Bear Grylls, you would come away feeling a bit like, oh... Well, I haven't done anything ever in my life. So, make Bear Grylls feel inadequate. Some actual stories, real life stories from our listeners that might show him a thing or two coming up after 1:30.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sigma and Rude Boy. Hello, Bear Grylls.
Hi there, nice to be with you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
I don't think you've been on the show for, I think it might be 2 years now.
Do you know what? He was in when Hugh Stevens was covering for you.
Oh, I missed it.
Because we tried to get him to do this
yeah,
man
I was thinking,
test.
Hold on, that's not right. I'm sure I've been in.
Yeah, it feels sooner.
Yeah. Wasn't me. Okay.
But you did once come in during Legends Week, as we called it, which was the same week that we also had Snoop Dogg on the show.
That's right.
And so, someone else. But.
I think we had, Bear Grylls, Snoop Dogg. Was it David Hasselhoff?
It was something like that, yeah.
Sorry, Bear.
That was very good company.
I've just been leafing through your new book, which is not about your adventures, but about other people. So you've got soldiers, spies, adventurers, with their true stories of survival. How did you go about finding these?
Well, these are really just the stories that I grew up on and loved and that have inspired and shaped a lot of, you know, my ambitions in the adventure field. And, you know, from all the classics from, you know, Franklin, who died up in the Northwest Passage in the Arctic, and all his team ended up starving to death and they ate their own shoe leather and then each other, to, you know, the classic Shackleton and his escape from Antarctic and that leadership and that incredible adventure, to more modern day people like Aaron Ralston, who, the guy who got caught in that slot canyon in Utah, had to cut off his own arm with his penknife, to all the kind of amazing stories that I've, you know, read and loved, but I've just condensed them so they're really easy to read because I find I collapse into bed at night and I can manage about 4 pages before I'm like
gone.
Right, I'm done.
Yeah.
So all of these are like 4 or 5 pages of great stories.
I think what I find incredible about these stories, though, is you put yourself in positions of danger, don't you, to show the sort of survival instincts they can kick in. These people are generally people who are just found in a situation, and your natural instincts
is to survive.
Make you survive.
Yeah. Well, I always think, you know, as humans, you see, we're a bit like grapes. You know, when you squeeze us, you see what we're made of. or as some soldier said to me the other day, we're like tea bags. You don't know what we taste like until you put us in hot water, or what flavour we are until you put us in hot water.
So, for instance, if me and him were in a bad situation, do you think we'd survive?
You're screwed.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
That's kind of what I thought as well.
No, you guys would be great. You know, the thing is, you got a bond, you got a friendship. And actually, again, what I've learned is, you know, when you've got somebody else who you know, you're close to in that situation, you're 10 times stronger. So I think you'd stand a fighting chance.
Would you eat me?
But no, I was just thinking that out of the two of us, you would probably eat me, wouldn't you?
If I had to, then yes, I would.
He'd say it's his name above the doors and then he'd eat me.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want to, you would have to be dead. And I would check that.
That's really generous of you.
That's kind. Merry Christmas.
But, you know, if I'm on a mountaintop and I'm starving, I mean, you're not here anymore.
You would be appalling. The thing is,
where
Bear,
would you start?
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, Bear, you say that you only find out what people are about when they're put in hot water and that. The idea of you having to use any kind of natural survival instincts. I mean,
I think you'll find I went to the desert and trekked 100 kilometres for comet relief.
Your natural survival instincts to reach for your phone and...
I couldn't do that on that point. I surprised myself on that trek because I was all right at it. And it's something that I never thought I'd be able to do. So I think, I mean, this is obviously a lot more extreme stuff we're talking about here, but I think that I'd be all right because I think that your natural instinct is sink or swim.
So tell us about that trek. What did you love about that?
I loved that Craig David was there and Dermot O'Leary.
You saw Lorraine Kelly having a wee?
I did see that. It was just the nearest I've ever come to feeling like I was on some kind of adventure, and that's what I liked about it. And that's not me at all.
But it's funny, that brings out a kind of a primal side of us that I think we all have, but life buries it a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it was the first thing that I was like, actually, that I want to say that I don't know whether I enjoyed it, but I got through it and I was very surprised at myself for that because it's not the kind of thing that I thought I'd be able to do.
Well, it's funny because we just got back from, I did one of our Channel 4 Wild Weekends with Stephen Fry.
Yes.
That comes out on Christmas Day and he's like that. Everyone goes, you know, what, Stephen Fry, he'd die.
Yeah.
But actually he said at the start, do you know what, I'm tired of being scared in my life and I want to face some of these fears. And he was incredible and I think it's just such a demonstration that actually what matters when you're under pressure is spirit.
So this is going on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, 9 o'clock, up against Downton and EastEnders. I saw that, I thought I'm dead.
Oh, interesting.
Well, no, I'm dead.
But it's Stephen,
that was my first thought.
It's Bear Grylls and Stephen Fry. Even if they don't watch it at the time, they're going to record that. Yes, it would count.
Okay,
all counts.
Good. Yeah.
Now, we had Will Ferrell on the show yesterday playing Inu and a Bingo, which was amazing. You, of course, famously have got naked with him before.
Well, we love Will. Will's a great guy. He was one of the first people we ever took on one of our celebrity, you know, adventure shows. We did share a cave together and he's very nice and warm to snuggle up to.
Yes. I mean, I'd say. We should just explain, obviously, that's the best way of generating heat between each other is to cuddle up Bear Grylls and Will Ferrell together in a cave.
We laughed a lot on that kind of mission. He was an amazing guy. Yeah,
I like him a lot. Now, obviously, we always love having you on, but afterwards, we all, including the listeners, do go away feeling a little bit inadequate because.
What do you mean? You've trekked 100 miles across the desert?
No, because this is different. I mean, you've drank your own wee, you've slept inside carcasses. It's different level, isn't it?
It's one of those things that in the pub, where people say, you know, a story about them, you will always be able to trump them. That's my view on it.
Yeah, but I'm not like that at all. I mean, I hate...
No, you're not, but you just do it.
But naturally you will.
Just by the story.
Yeah.
So today, Bear, I thought what we could do is something a little bit different, where we get our listeners on and try and make you feel a bit inadequate. So they've done some great feats, okay?
Okay,
great. I want you to speak to some of them. And what we'll do is we'll play a song and then we will do our new game, Make Bear Grylls Feel a Bit Inadequate. It's next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bear Grylls is with us on BBC Radio 1. His show has 1.2 billion viewers in over 200 countries. He's a born survivalist. But today, we're doing this.
Make Bear Grylls Feel Inadequate.
So basically what's going to happen, Bear, is we've got some stories from some of our listeners. And it's stuff that you probably haven't done.
Okay, great.
That's very brave.
Good.
So how's this going to work, Scott? Are they going to say their story and then Bear's going to try and better it?
Yeah, or? I think maybe, like, if they say theirs and then you've got to try and top it, okay?
But something similar.
It's like Top Trumps, with something similar.
Okay.
Okay.
They're just going to hate me.
No, they won't.
No.
You're Bear Grylls, they won't hate you. They'll expect you to have done better. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Nervous.
Don't be nervous. Bear Grylls is here. Say hi.
Hi, Bear.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to hear you.
What a legend, eh? What a legend. Okay. Well, how are you going to make Bear Grylls feel inadequate today?
I had a maggot living in my back.
Wow, that's okay. Bad. Yeah.
Tell us the story, please.
So I was working in...
Oh, do you want to get
ringing?
That?
Sorry. Okay, so that's okay. Fine, that's off now.
You just took that off the hook and then put it back on, didn't you?
Pretty much.
Love.
Pretty much.
They're going to ring back.
They'll ring back. Okay, tell them the story in full.
A maggot in your back. Wow, yeah,
maggot
so tell us
back.
About that.
So I was working in... Oh, my Lord, oh, I'm really sorry about this.
They yeah, just look, don't put, want you to be
put
on.
Put me on to the person. Answer the phone, put it next to the thing.
I think I'm just going to try and... Oh, it's out of the socket. It's out of the socket. I've pulled it out.
Okay. I really hope I don't use your services, whatever you do.
It's fine.
Let's try again.
Okay, third time lucky. Hi, right. So I was working in Lilongwe, Malawi, for 6 months. And about 3 months in, I got some what I thought were mosquito bites on my back. And they looked a bit infected, so I cleaned them out. And then a few days later, I looked at them again, and one of them... Definitely not a mosquito bite.
The dreaded bot fly.
That will
burrow in and then, you know, hatch its eggs under your skin.
Yep.
That's never fun.
I got a lucky escape because it was very small, but it was still more maggot than I ever want to have living in me.
So what you're saying, maggot in the back?
Yep, maggot in the back.
Bear Grylls?
I've had the misfortune of having to remove a bullet ant off one of our crew's penises.
Ooh, no.
Which was off the end of his, you know. And it was a big old ant and it got its claws and just went wham, hard in. And I've heard, it was a primal shriek that went up. And we had to act fast to save his manhood.
Oh.
But I go with the maggot on the back there. That's amazing.
I'm pretty proud of that story, so thank you very much.
I do think Bear Grylls wins, though.
So do I. But thanks.
No, definitely. That sounds a lot worse.
Nice to speak to you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Make Bear Grylls feel inadequate.
Let's see if this person can do it. Hi, Eddie.
Hi there.
You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Bear Grylls is on. What's your story?
Hi, yeah, well, I'm Eddie in Burton, and I've been on a roller coaster naked.
Wow, yeah, that's...
Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was it?
Refreshing.
Now, how did you get away with this?
So, I actually worked at the particular theme park, and it was a staff party out of hours, so it wasn't when there was the general public.
Mm.
So, me and my best mate went up to the ride operator and asked if we could do it. And she said it was fine as long as we cleaned the seats afterwards.
Absolutely.
Of course. Health and safety. So then
So then
what happened?
So we didn't pre-warn our colleagues who were just around the area, you know, having a drink. And the particular ride, you're suspended underneath the track and put into a flying position like Superman.
I know the one.
Okay.
I've been on that.
Yep. Yeah. So they got to, they just got to see us come flying by as we screamed and shouted to make sure that everybody noticed.
Okay. That means, you're literally lying horizontal above people's heads on this ride.
I have seen this one.
Does this happen to be a theme park which rhymes with Bolton Bowers?
That'll be the one.
Yep.
Yeah, know it well. So being naked in front of other passers-by, Bear Grylls?
Well, we're naked on a roller coaster. Yeah, that's good. I did once with the Royal Marines in California. We had a very bad-tempered flight manifest lady who was very kind of particular about all of us guys wearing the right attire when we were skydiving. And so a last jump of the day, we were all on the plane, and we thought, do you know what? Let's just all strip off. So we all stripped off, butt naked, 12,000 feet. We jumped out, and we all came in landing. Although one Marine... didn't quite do his leg straps up right, and he got his left testicle strangulated on opening.
There we are. I think once again,
no,
Bear
no,
wins.
I disagree. I think that rounds Eddie's round. I
do
really,
you?
I really do.
I go that Eddie. Yours is good though.
Naked on a roller coaster.
Thanks.
You made Bear Grylls feel inadequate. Thanks.
Make Bear Grylls feel inadequate.
I'm saying that's 1-1 at the moment.
Okay, 1-1. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Bear Grylls is on. Can you make him feel inadequate? Go.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. Hi there. I've given birth to a 8-pound, 10-ounce baby in 3 hours flat with just gas and air.
Is that big?
Is that it?
Well, do you know what? Every man has to know his limits. And there's... I can't top that because I definitely haven't given birth to a baby, let alone that big. So you're definitely the winner of that. Although, as a little PS, I'd like to say Shara, my wife, given birth to 3 boys, all with no painkillers. And on the last one, she had him at home and it was getting so painful. I was sitting there going, honey, you've got to have some, please, just something, this is bad. And I said, what about an aspirin? She goes, I can't, it thins the blood, I can't even take aspirin. So I went, do you know what, I'm having an aspirin. It's that bad. But I was there with a toolbox, a monkey wrench, the spanner. I was ready.
So you had empathy.
So I had empathy, but you are the hero in this one, so well done.
Thank you.
So Chris, after that, the scores are?
Well, I guess that's 2-1 to the people then.
I think it is. Wow.
It's only right. That's only right.
Well, I very much enjoyed that game. Bear, I can't wait to watch the Stephen Fry one on Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, good. You'll enjoy that one. If you pull yourself away from Downton and EastEnders.
Well, I'm not really a Downton fan, so I'll be watching.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Good to see you today once again. Bear Grylls, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We should have asked Bear Grylls. You know when he said he saved that bloke's... Why did he have it out in the first place, that cameraman? Nick in Llandudno wants to know. I don't know why he had it out. But
it's what you do in the wild, though, isn't it?
Saved his manhood. Brilliant. Bear Grylls on the show today. That was good. Will Ferrell, Innuendo Bingo, is doing very well. Thanks very much. If you're a fan of Will Ferrell, if you love Anchorman, if you love Ron Burgundy, the video, it kind of ramps up towards the end. So it's worth to keep watching. Go on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Will Ferrell, Innuendo Bingo from yesterday is still there. And tomorrow... on Fern's Christmas Live Lounge special from a secret location. We're doing Innuendo Bingo in the shower. That's happening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Christmas is on. Really on. See my tweet last night? London isn't stressful at all when it's Christmas.
It's a week away now, isn't it?
God. Yeah.
I've got to do the shopping and all.
Yeah, you maybe should do that at some point.
The big plan for me was to order stuff online to save having to do it this year. But...
And what's happened to that?
Oh, nothing.
So, it's not like you to be disorganised. So, we're going next week, are we?
Yeah, well, I think that's got to be the plan now, isn't it?
So, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next week. So, that'll be the... I know all the days get muddled up around now. 23rd, 24th, Christmas Eve. 25th, Christmas Day. 26th, Boxing Day. And the 27th. So, all week next week. And we're just trying to get some of our favourite bits together of the year. It's amazing how much we've done. You don't realise, do you?
No.
We do it every day. So I think we should include some of Lisa and Steve in there from earlier in the year. You'll be able to hear some of these best bits next week. And some new stuff that we're doing as well. I quite enjoyed, obviously, Serbia. The Lady Gaga interview. Meet the Russians has got to be in there. They're famous in Ukraine.
Oh, there's been no end of innuendo bingos.
What about the speech jammers that we used to do as well?
Yeah.
We should bring that back in the new year. It was good.
Mm.
Jennifer Aniston. There's that little Mila Kunis interview that we did.
Yeah.
Transfer deadline day, which is only a couple of weeks ago. There's loads. So listen next week, including on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. If you are waking up, just put the radio on, open your presents with us. Christmas Day from 6:30 in the morning. I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't been on Christmas Day for ages. It's going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jordan's been on saying you need to have on your Christmas shows a compilation of all the best hits of the year.
Do you remember last year I made a song and it just listed off loads of Christmassy things?
Yeah.
Maybe I should just do like a song of Who's.
Yeah, that'd be quite good. I don't know how we're going to find all the Who's. Can we do that? We can find a lot of them, I think. There've been quite a few this year. Someone's like, play the Lisa and Steve song now. My life isn't the same without it.
I've forgotten about that.
I know.
That's not a bad shout.
They had a song. We'll do that. We'll do it all next week.
Do
Make
you want
sure...
a blast now?
No.
I'm very proud
no,
of it.
Absolutely not. No, save it to next week.
Really?
No, it'll make people listen. Between 6:30 and 10 next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, even if you're not working, we'll do it after like 8 so that a lot of people will hear it. Let's not play it now. No,
it's
not doing.
Okay, all right.
Shaking Stevens is coming up. Someone's just been on saying, I didn't believe this whole Dial a Carol thing. What, you just call a university and they sing you a song 24/7? Liam in Leicester this is. But I just called them. They've got a message, an answer phone machine and everything. I'm with you, Chris. Keep the tradition. Mm. Loves it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so Dialer Carol, I've done this for millions of years. We call up the University of Illinois. Every Christmas they have a service where you can just call them and ask for any carol, any Christmas song. There's a bank of students who just sit there 24 hours a day in December and just call the number and they sing whatever you want. It's very good.
I don't know why you're so anti it this year.
I just think it's been done, but you want me to do it and you say it's tradition.
It's tradition.
So I'll do it. So we ring them?
Absolutely,
I've got one in mind. I've got one in mind. Okay. Doing this
for
you.
I love this time of year.
You love this bit, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for calling Dial Carol at Satter Hall at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. All our lines are currently busy, but our first available caroler will be with you. Please have your name, location from where you are calling, and the carol you would like to hear ready when we answer.
I've been calling this for years, and now I'm in a queue. Got very popular, obviously.
Hi, this is Monica with Dial a Carol. What can we sing for you this morning?
Hi, Monica. How are you? Merry Christmas.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm so great right now.
And who am I talking with?
My name's Scott. From London.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Fantastic.
I know. So can you do me a song?
For sure. Do you have any special requests?
Yes, I'd like to hear Walking in the Air.
Walking in the Air. I don't believe that is part of our repertoire. Is there a different one that I could sing for you? I'm sorry.
Oh, I only want Walking in the Air, though.
Do you like me to play it through YouTube?
Well, I'd like you to play it for YouTube and then have a go yourself.
Oh my goodness, I will try my best.
It doesn't matter if it's bad, I just want to hear Walking in the Air.
Okay.
It's my absolute favourite and Christmas will be ruined if you don't.
Let me play it through one time and then I will sing it for sure. Is this the one that you're looking for?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right, I will try.
Can you do it that high, if possible?
We're walking in the air. We're floating in a moonlit sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly.
Yep.
Was that okay?
Bit more?
I'm holding very tight. I'm running in a mood, midnight blue. I'm finding I can fly so high above you.
Yeah.
How is that?
A bit more? There's a bit that goes, suddenly, da-da-da. Just sing that for me.
Okay. Suddenly, swooping low on ocean deep, arousing of a mighty monster from its sleep.
Doing it wrong.
I'm sorry, I really don't know how this goes.
Doing it wrong there.
I've never heard this song before.
No, that was great, actually. And the first bit was awesome. You sounded just like Alla Jones.
Oh, thank you.
That was really good.
Alrighty, I'll be prepared for next year for sure.
Yeah, Americans don't know that song, do they?
No, I've never heard of it before. It's beautiful.
You're more Feliz Navidad, aren't you?
Yes. Would you like me to sing that for you?
Hell yeah!
Alrighty.
Okay, thanks.
There you go. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. All right, Scott, how was that?
Wow, that is awesome. What were you using to shake there?
It's just two cups taped together with a bit of rice in the middle.
Do you use them a lot when you're on Dial a Carol?
Yes, we are college students when we don't have money to afford maracas.
I love that. You've made my Christmas a whole lot brighter. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love Goodbye. You. Bye.
I love you too.
She was brilliant. Really good. Do you want to do one?
I'd love to.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what you've got in mind?
Yes.
Come on. So many people saying that girl was brilliant.
Do you think it's busy now?
Probably, yeah. She didn't know that song, but she had a good go.
Good morning, and thank you for calling Dial a Carol. What song can we sing for you today?
Feliz Navidad.
We can do that.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say Happy Christmas.
Oh, Happy Christmas to you as well.
Hello.
Hello. Can I ask your name, please, sir?
Yeah, my name's Chris.
Chris. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK.
The UK? Wow. Greetings from across the pond.
Greetings.
Do you have a Christmas carol you'd like us to sing to you?
I do, actually. It's by Magnus Carlsen.
Okay.
And it's called Wrap Myself in Paper.
Wrap Myself in Paper. Let me check and see if we have that one available.
Cool.
Yeah, can you spell her last name?
So, do Magnus.
Okay.
And then Carlsen, which is C-A-R-L-S-S.
S-S.
O-N.
O-N. Okay, let's see if I can find it. Okay.
Got it?
Yes. Let me see if I can see what it sounds like.
Hello?
Hello, Chris?
Hello.
Hey, I apologize. I wouldn't be able to sing it. Hopefully you...
Do you know what? How about, just for a special Christmas treat, you just do the chorus?
The chorus?
Just give it a go. Doesn't matter if it's wrong. You'll make my Christmas. You know it's Christmas. This one. And I just can't figure out what to give away. I might just wrap myself in paper for you,
baby.
That's it, your turn.
Like that? Myself in paper for you, baby. Something like that?
More.
I don't remember the lyrics.
Go, go for it. Get the lyrics up on the computer. The girl behind you's boshed like three songs already.
I found it. Uh-huh.
Is that two girls and one song? Hello?
Okay, we finally found it.
Brill.
Okay. You know it's Christmas in a weekend day, and I just can't figure out what to give away, so I just wrap myself in paper for you, baby. And then Christmas is past and long gone away. I'll be right in your arms with a card that says that I love you. Merry Christmas to you, baby.
Yeah!
I'm sorry about the wait for that. We were having difficulty finding it, and we've never heard that song before.
Wait, no problem at all. I really enjoyed hearing the girls in the background. How can I get two girls on one song?
Two girls on one song. You would have to call back in later and request it just because we've got a queue of people.
Oh, no worries. Do I specifically ask for a three-way or not?
If you wanted a song for two girls to sing to you, you could call and request it.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for doing that. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, good. I'm glad we called Dial a Carol because lots of people are saying that it was their favourite thing so far this week. Mike says, I'm crying with laughter and I now have Christmas spirit. Crying in my van, says Mark. Tell the girl in the background doing 8 days of Christmas to can it. She was doing the best.
It was that, worth doing, wasn't it?
That poor guy that didn't know wrap myself in paper, though. That's the noise you get when you're really stressed.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 Freedom.